I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shoes. And then where will you be? Yep, back in the house with foot pain. Instead, come to the New Balance Memphis store first and get custom fit with a pair of the best walking or running shoes on the market. Our trained fit specialists take your foot measurements, analyze your gait, activity level, and more. Then, we'll match you with the perfect pair of New Balance athletic shoes. It's the kind of rewarding experience you can only get by shopping locally. So get out of the house and come see us at the New Balance Memphis store for a fresh pair of walking or running shoes perfectly fit for you. New Balance Memphis is located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
You know that when people talk about real estate, they say that when you want the job done, call Sheldon. That's Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. The hottest new listing that he and Maria Cron just placed on the market is 3500 Wind Garden Cove. Why is it hot? It's because it's the ultimate wow house on the 18th fairway at Southwind. Former home of Grizzlies coach J.B. Bickerstaff, as well as Tigers coach Josh Pastner. The current owner, totally renovated and never moved in. So whether you live in Southwind, Germantown, Downtown, Midtown, or wherever, if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that Sheldon and Maria are one of them. Their experience and strategic marketing program sets them apart from other brokers, just like hearing about your home here. You can reach them at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's memphisrelocate.com or 483-0546. Do it now.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey everyone, it's CJ McCollum, host of the Pull Up Podcast. Part of performing your best is feeling your best. Whether it's during a workout, running errands, or just hanging around at home, nobody wants to deal with body odor. That's why there's Dove Men Plus Care, eucalyptus, and birch deodorants to combat sweat and keep you feeling fresh and confident throughout the day. It has 48-hour protection and a plant-based moisturizer that cares for your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care, eucalyptus, and birch deodorant. Odor protection that works.
Experience the Dove Men Plus Care plant-based line for yourself. Buy it now at Walmart and Target.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility.
Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last. In-store only. Selection varies by location. U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Some things are just true, like your local GEICO agent could save you hundreds. And also, two-year-olds will always ask why.
It's lunchtime.
Why?
Because you're hungry.
Why?
Because humans need food.
Why?
Because we convert it to energy, blood, and muscle and bone.
Why?
Because I love you.
Your local GEICO agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, 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 and you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. MemphisBBQCO.com.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Grizzlies Nuggets game. And if the team that you bet on hits a three, you win regardless of the bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Nuggets to hit a three. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me.
We have love Memphis Group and Remax Experts. If it is time for you to buy a home, looking into it, or you're selling a home, you need to get with the Live Love Memphis team. Why? Because if you're buying, they'll help you find the home of your dreams. And that's, believe it or not, harder than ever. If you're selling, you might think it's easier than ever. But you want to cash in. You want to make top dollar for your home. They know how to do that over at the Live Love Memphis Group. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them up, 901-410-8818. Maybe that river's rushing so fast, you don't want to jump in. Maybe you're a little bit timid when it comes to the market right now. Although we're telling you, hey, jump in and all the thousand you can make. I can understand if you're a little bit hesitant. Maybe you've got questions more so than ready to move. I got an idea for you. We want to check something stress-free. You email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. You'll get a free analysis, and they'll tell you what an investor would pay for your home right now. No obligation, no hassle. That's the great part about it. They're not going to hassle you to sell you. Just an offer. Again, all you got to do is send your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. They'll get that analysis back to you. You'll be armed with knowledge. Like this. Knowledge is power in this day and age. The Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They're livelovememphis.com. All right, every day at this time we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
We walk in your trap and take over your trap.
Wow.
Famous quote now. From which Memphis Grizzly?
That would be Xavier Tillman.
You need to remember it.
Yes, what a random.
And remember the time when the Grizzlies, what improved, is it 2-0 at Fiserv? Is that how you say it? Fiserv?
I think so.
Yes, Fiserv. Fiserv Forum.
I don't think it's Fiserv.
Fiserv Forum.
Fiserv Forum. It's
a weird name. Grizzlies take over your trap. And Tillman wasn't just talking, he had 15 points. I point out how excited I was about that bench production from Xavier Tillman, 15 points, and our boy Desmond Bane, who added 16 off the bench
And no one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Can't play that drop enough. And a 128-115 win, a win we did not see coming, frankly, over Milwaukee on Saturday night, left us just giddy, absolutely giddy about this team and this franchise on Saturday night. You still feel giddy as the Grizzlies head into a another tough one. There's no doubt about that against a Denver team that, no, it doesn't have Jamal Murray, but still got an MVP-level player in Jokic. There's no question about it. Last I looked, Denver was a 7.5-point favorite on this one, too. I might take – would you take Grizzlies in the way they're playing? Would you take Grizzlies in the points? John, would you take Grizzlies in the points?
I don't know. This is a tough one.
BetQL says two-star bet on the Grizzlies plus – is it plus four?
Plus four. Last I looked, that line 7.5. It'd have to move a lot, wouldn't it?
It moved.
From this morning. At one point, it was at plus four. And again,
they had him at plus six.
That's from William Hill. I'm looking at William Hill over
at BetQL was seeing it as a plus six. That's why they said go for it, but I haven't seen the updates.
So. I might fool with that. I might, just based off the way the Grizzlies are playing. But let's get back to the point. They are playing well. We figured they'd go, and Chicago had a pretty good shot at a win to open up the seven-game road stand. That is the longest road trip in Grizzlies history since they moved here to Memphis. We said, you know, the other thing we said, we didn't say in the open. We said this last week that if they went 3-4, four on this seven-game road trip, we would be delighted. We'd be thrilled. That'd be a great record. They play two games, they're 2-0 at this point. And no, you might not get – no one expects you to beat Denver, at least not Vegas. As we said, got them as 7.5-point favorites right now. Jonas Valanciunas, I believe, is out for sure.
7.5.
He's in the concussion – 7.5.
They like it, by the way. Three-star for the Grizzlies.
He's in the concussion protocol right now, so you won't have him. But what it does feel like, and I guess you can't rule out Jaren Jackson tonight, but it does he's been listed upgraded to doubtful. I would still doubt it at this point, coming back from just out where he's been all season long. But you got to feel like he's close. Mm-hmm. But to get back to the point, it's everybody else that we've been so impressed with. That was the sort of the in our open. That was the news of it to us, is that you're getting something from everybody. Whether it's Grayson Allen going 7-10 and going off for 26 against Milwaukee, or Dylan Brooks the night before going over 30 against the Chicago Bulls, you're getting it from just about everybody, and including your rookie picks in this past year's draft, where no, they didn't get the shine of a in the headlines of a Ja Morant that you brought in, but everybody that we talked to said that Desmond Bane would be ready to play, John. You could plug him in, he'd be ready to play. I don't know if we thought he'd be this effective. And if you look at it, it's not just three-pointers for him.
Yep.
Like, because he is so strong and finished in terms of physically, like, the guy is finishing through contact, he gets to the basket. He's got a nice little touch, frankly, around the rim that we're not talking about. Everybody's talking about the three-point percentage, mm-hmm. and rightfully so, but he has got a nice touch around the basket, yep. and he gets to it because he's so damn strong.
He gets to the rack.
He finishes through contact, yep. to a point where most vets, man, when you get a rookie in the league, you give them a little bit of that contact, John, right? Because that's not what they use. They don't go against grown men typically. You give them a little bit of that, and you get them off. Whereas this guy has, because of his body and as physically strong as he is, dude, you don't, even as vets, you don't want to push.
No.
The guy leans into
he's
you.
Heavy. He's heavy.
He leans into you with that upper body that he's got.
Yeah.
My point is, he's not fun to play against like a vet because of that the physicality he brings to the table. You have to like where the Grizzlies are at, sitting three games over 500, to a point where you look at this Denver game, right, probably without Jaren Jackson again, probably without Justice Winslow again. There was a time when we were saying, man, let's hope Justice is a piece. No, it doesn't feel like they've mortgaged, but, man, does he fit the bill? Right now, you don't even think about him because you're getting performances like this from Desmond Bane and from Xavier Tillman. How great is that for the Grizzlies, that even the chances that they've taken might not even be big chances because you've maxed out on everything you've drafted? It's showing up now in every game, it feels like. And hopefully, again, for them, shorthanded with no Jonas out, it'll show up again tonight against Denver. Maybe they'll surprise us again.
Yeah, my favorite thing is that, like, look, you've got a player in Bane. Like, I think that's the most exciting thing about, because I knew about Ja. We all knew about Ja. We all knew about Jonas. You know, a lot of this is not surprising. They gave Dylan Brooks a big contract for a reason, or at least a bigger contract for a reason. It's the fact that they drafted a guy, Desmond Bane. They needed some wing contributions with Justice Winslow being sort of in the ether. And he's come in as a rookie, shooting an unbelievable percentage from three, and he belongs.
Yeah.
Like, this guy clearly belongs. Like, Desmond Bane is doing things as a rookie that I would not feel comfortable Justice Winslow doing as a 4 or 5 year pro right now in terms of offense. So, and I know ideally there would be, you know, maybe more of a trade defensively, But I would have a hard time justifying Desmond Bane's minutes going to Justice Winslow right now.
Because
Desmond is absolutely maximized.
He added six assists to go with that 16 that he had against the Bucks. He gives you six of your 31. It's not just catch and shoot. Hey, this guy's he's a threat when he gets it off the catch and shoot. He's making plays for others. He's finishing at the basket. Again, he goes 6 for 10 in that game, in a game that he takes 5 threes. So he's efficient doing everything else. And I wasn't prepared for the all-around game and just how ready he would be, how effective, how high a level he'd be at to play, ready to play right off the bat. A plus 18 in that game for you off the bench. Again, 16-6. Guys like Desmond Bane, guys like Xavier Tillman, they're stepping up for you at a time where you've also got, you know, Grayson consistently playing well at the shooting guard position. Yeah. Dylan Brooks giving it to you just about every night. It's allowed what? It's allowed Ja to – it's taken the pressure off of him.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it's taken this pressure off of him to make this giant leap that I think we've all sort of kind of put on his shoulders to make. It's taken that pressure off him to do it at winning time, right? To do it right now when you're trying to win, make this play. And so Grizzlies have got it absolutely rolling right now. And, you know, you go into this game against Denver, hey, just feels like a loss, but you never know with this squad, man. Grayson Allen might hit 10 threes on you. So Grizzlies rolling tonight, 7.5-point underdogs tonight at the Denver Nuggets. This is still a tough road trip. There's no doubt about it. And you've got, you know, Portland coming up a couple of times. It won't get just easy for them on this road trip, but you certainly like the way they're playing. That tip tonight, 8 o'clock, you can hear here on 92.9 FM ESPN with Eric Hasseltine. Pregame starting at 7:30 right here on 92.9 with Jessica Benson. Go Grizz. Why not just go ahead and surprise them all? Go 3-0 to start this road trip with a win over Denver.
Next story.
I saw this story over the weekend, and it sort of got my attention. It's also in the NBA, and it's relevant to James Wiseman. Of course, rookie, drafted number 2 overall here from the University of Memphis. Penny Hardaway is in the building right when that goes down. And I saw a quote, I guess it was Thursday night or Friday night. Maybe it was Friday night. Basically where Steve Kerr had come out and said, you know, almost questioned, right?
Yeah.
Almost questioned his James' ability.
I did wonder if it was necessary, John, but
I figured it's
going to serve a purpose. Otherwise, why do you say it? But go ahead.
We don't know.
Kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, right?
Right.
We do not know.
Can't speak to that.
What is happening behind the scenes. But one of the things that Steve Kerr said was, can we get James up to speed quick enough to match the timeline with our three core guys, those three core guys being Steph, Draymond, Clay? That's a great question. We don't know the answer. But when you go into a draft and you see someone who potentially is a generational talent, then that is a decision that you have to make. I saw that, and I understand, right? There might be some motivational, there might be a motivational piece to that, right? There may be a sort of piece where Steve Kerr is trying to tap into James and try to reach him in a way that he has not been able to so far.
I imagine that's what he's telling them, so.
But I also have to question the decision-making on behalf of the Golden State Warriors because they knew exactly what they were doing and what they were getting in James.
You're not lying about that.
They knew that he was a teenager who had played 3 games in college basketball, who had sort of had that amount of time off from the game of basketball from the time that he left the program to – this season. They knew that he was in some ways. I mean, look, he's 20 years old. I mean, nobody, especially a big in this league, is going to step in and be awesome right away. I mean, I don't care who you are. And he hasn't been. I mean, he's shown flashes.
Especially early on.
Hasn't rebounded the ball as well, maybe, as you hoped.
Should have expected it to be a grind, though,
yes,
for him. You know, it wasn't going to look like it did early this season. You're going coast to coast on every play, all year long.
Hasn't been the rim protector, maybe, that they thought they were getting when they drafted James.
Well, it was never his strong suit.
Right.
I'll put it that way. It was always he's got to get better on that end.
But if I mean, I don't think anything that's happening with James, whose season is over, by the way. His season is officially over.
Yeah, meniscus. Had to have surgery.
I don't think there's anything about James Wiseman's season that should come as a surprise to that organization. Certainly it hasn't come as a surprise to me. And if you didn't know, if you didn't have the tolerance and the patience for a 20-year-old kid to come in to a situation where he's so far away from home, he hasn't played basketball in so long, didn't play a lot of basketball at the pass level. If you were in a situation where you weren't prepared to allow him to develop mentally, to allow him to develop physically, why did you draft him? Because they're going to trade him. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They don't seem to really like him. They seem to have fallen out of love with him. Maybe he can get it back. I don't know. It seems to me like this is going to be a situation where he's going to have to go somewhere. Because he is not going to match their timeline. He's just not. Like, he is not going to be ready to win a championship himself from a production standpoint in the time that they want him to be. Right? Klay's going to come back from his ACL injury, and their window is very short. I mean, they've got maybe 1 or 2 years left with Steph and Klay and Draymond to be doing this at a high level.
No, I agree with you there.
And James is not going to be ready to step in and sort of be that fourth piece. He's just not. So I think they're going to end up moving him. And I think it's a total shame. I think they did James Wiseman a complete disservice. You have to know what you're getting into with James. He can be a generational talent. We know that. We saw him, and he put up 50 and 50 against South Carolina State. He's awesome. But he was always going to take time to develop, to marinate, to become a man, right, to become a professional.
Yeah, but wasn't just to play a little devil's advocate here, but some of me too, didn't we all say before, this is the one you can plug him in. They got a good situation right now. James, be ready for what they need of him, which shouldn't be a – you know, too much of a role in terms of one you got to rely on every night to star for you.
Yeah.
We all, I mean, just keeping it real.
And they did.
We said James was perfect for that situation.
They plugged him in.
And I think that's the way they looked at it.
They plugged him in.
I do wonder this, and you're right, because I lean James's way too. We know what kind of kid he is.
Yep.
Right. We know a little something about James. It's not just a deal where, you know, we don't know anything about him before the three games at Memphis. We had James in here. Okay, we know him a little. But John, can you measure? You said Golden State knew the situation, should be prepared for patience. But can you measure when a kid hits a little bit of adversity, whether that kid's going to run through that wall for you and eat that adversity up, or whether it's going to, you know, maybe stop him for a little bit longer than you thought? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit higher of a hurdle than you thought. You ask him all the questions. You see that he's clearly smart. Lord knows we've been calling James Wiseman a genius for the last 3-4 years. We know how smart the kid is. But what you can't measure in those interviews, right, is his drive.
Yep.
Because you don't see a kid can tell you I'm driven, but you don't see the real drive until there's something he's got to drive through.
Yeah.
Until there's a hurdle he's got to jump over. And let's bring up our boy Paxton Lynch, who looked the part. Right, but there was always something. Either
great example,
and I just we'll see. I hope it's not. I hope James is completely different. We never have him in the same sentence. But I bring him up to say this: well, the part that Denver didn't know was what about the commitment level? Right, that's all we've heard is he looked the part, like John said. He's a guy had 6'6". He could throw it. He could move
all
a little
the tools,
bit.
Right.
But what something was missing? Well, what was it? Is it the commitment
mindset
level between the years? Does he want to play video games more? And I just wonder how much of that. Right? Was there that, hey, we think we know about James, but you don't see until him. All we know about James is sort of the getting ready for the draft, right? Put some in front of me. I want to play. And but what we've never known is what happens when he's faced with a little bit of adversity.
Yep.
When it's not going as well, or he gets pulled from a starting lineup, or then he gets, you know, or and God forbid, this is now it's he's got to brush through this meniscus injury and get back and rehab. How is he going to get on the rehab Monday? Is he going to take a couple of weeks off beforehand? You know what I'm saying? Because it's real tough right now.
Yep.
I just wonder if Kerr is trying to send that message that way and saying, hey, toughen, you know, we couldn't have expected this. He needs to toughen up a little bit, but this is the part. If it's that James Wiseman who is kind of sensitive or whatever, I don't know if that's the best way to handle it, is to go public and do it that way too and say, look, he might just never meet our expectations. I don't know if that's the best way to get him.
Right.
But the fact that Kerr's here tells me that they're clearly disappointed in what they've seen. I'm with you. I lean Wiseman's way that you should know what you're getting, but there's some things that are you can't measure beforehand that you can't know.
I'm disappointed in the Warriors. I'm disappointed in them because they fancy themselves as smarter than everybody, light years ahead of everybody, right? They should have seen this coming. If they're so far ahead of everybody else, they should have known that this kid was going to come in and he was going to struggle. You know, he was going to struggle not just with the actual game, but it was also just being a pro and doing what it takes at this level and adjusting and adapting to a different situation.
But that's everybody.
Well, no, like,
but, precious.
It but, takes, but yes, but he is step. But James was stepping into a situation where they're trying to win titles, right? They're trying to win titles.
No, I like what you said. He's not on their timeline.
He's just not in the match.
They're trying to be ready when Clay gets back.
It was like, hey, can you be Kevin Garnett for us next year?
And is he ready for a deep run through the West Conference playoffs? No. Not even close.
Probably would have helped if he would have played his college season.
So you're right. That is your fault for draft. You thought that was that guy, but there's other parts of it, too, that, you know, that maybe, you can't measure before drafting. He has all the questions. He looks the part. Hell, Gavoni, all of us are saying, yes, plug him right in for the role that you guys need him, which isn't a major one. Just sit in the middle, get the rebounds and putbacks. He's perfect for. But, it clearly sounds like it's been more than just.
But here's the thing, though.
More than just what's happening on the court.
Let's say that James, instead of being drafted by the Warriors at number two, or let's just say the lottery fell a different way. Let's say the Hornets picked.
But they're all immature.
Two.
Like, the Warriors should have known that, too. Like,
for sure.
Right? That's every kid in the draft.
They should know that. But let's just say that he got drafted by the Hornets instead of the Warriors.
Okay. We said that would be terrible for him.
Well, yes.
He played more minutes.
But the coach is not. The coach is not coming out and saying that if James out 11 average 11.
Oh, I got you,
six,
because it's not.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay. I mean, I just don't know if James is going to be a part. I mean, how is that productive for anybody? For Steve Kerr to come out publicly and say, we just don't know.
Right, this is a rookie.
Yeah.
Like, where's that work?
I feel like that's giving up on the kid awfully soon. You know?
I thought it was, when I immediately read it, I said, is this necessary?
Absolutely.
Like, the fact that you're going this button publicly tells me that you're kind of frustrated or fed up.
They have no experience in that organization with big-time rookies.
John, were you sort of going where let's say the Hornets draft him, the perception of them throwing the kid under the bus would have been different when Kerr does it.
It would have never happened.
Because he's the centerpiece who you do not offend, because he's literally
Steve Kerr has gotten used to only having to be around guys who've been in the league for five, six, 7 years.
That's a hell of a point you make.
That's a great point.
And he was not prepared psychologically.
He's ready to fast track him.
You have to treat rookies differently.
Yes.
You just do. And I understand, They've been in the mix. They've been winning titles. They've been, Kerr has never really.
Yep.
They've never been in a situation where they've had a number two pick. This is an off year.
New deal for them.
You know? And so this is the first time he's ever been in that situation.
It sort of speaks to that.
But somebody in that organization sort of sat him down and said, "Hey, this ain't Steph. This ain't Draymond. This ain't Clay. You have to treat him differently than you do these guys." Because
let's be real, he didn't raise them anyway.
He didn't.
I mean, hell, that Mark was raising them.
Went through the hard stuff
when they were kids.
Steve inherited a ready-made machine.
They were men.
He did.
Now he improved upon it.
I'll give you that.
But
they were men. They weren't boys.
That's right.
No question.
And so I just feel like I saw that over the weekend. I feel like he's definitely going to end up going somewhere else.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed in the Warriors for not realizing what they were getting into. But I also think, look, if he was with the Grizzlies. Right. If James Wiseman was a Memphis Grizzly, man, they would love him. They would say, "Man, we are so happy with James. We love him. You know, this is about the next 15 years with James."
Yep.
The way they do with everybody else, right? It's like
they're doing it with Winslow.
Bro, the Grizzlies are like your grandma. You can get away with anything in this organization. Yeah. And they absolutely love you because they're just so patient with you. Oh, you're not necessarily the best professional yet. No problem.
Because you brought him up as Grizzlies, somebody asked me this weekend. Spurlocked up abroad on Twitter. Let me ask you this, Jason. Would you want Wiseman on the Grizz?
Absolutely.
What's a fair trade?
Yeah, I want Wiseman on the Grizz. They won't trade him, though.
You know what my initial was?
And what a great question.
Mine was
no.
Oh, wow. Because you're just happy with Xavier Tillman.
Okay, so you're cool with giving up Xavier Tillman, like that's what they're going to take for the number, for the number two pick in the draft.
Have you seen the way Xavier Tillman's playing?
He comes up in your trap. He takes your trap.
That's right. I want him on my squad if I'm Steve Kerr. He's ready. He's a man.
But with the way the Grizzlies are going, am I crazy if I say,
yes.
We straight?
Yes, because he's
you're going to have to give up some of these assets.
I don't think it's crazy.
Thank you. You're going to have to give up some pretty good assets, I would think.
I don't think it's crazy.
Because people still see high upside
Xavier
for the
Tillman,
number two pick.
Desmond Bain and a first. Goodbye.
Oh, I don't think you touched Bain.
Goodbye.
You're giving up a first and Desmond Bain, who looks like purity.
He is
purity
walking. Generational talent, man. Absolutely. Ja and James Wiseman, are you kidding me?
Ja and James, right. But you leave out another name that's coming back soon. He's
I need
doubtful.
To see him before
how
I
does,
start
how does,
putting him in
how
the mix.
How does that work when you put him next to Jaren, right?
You just
and
make
he wants
it work.
To stand.
How did Tim Duncan and David Robinson work?
I think we even said it in the draft.
How did Tim Duncan and David Robinson work?
You know, they figured it out, didn't they?
They both played down low, fool. Okay, yeah. And they got your rebounds. These two both like to be upside, shoot threes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you already got Grayson out there shooting threes, and Bane and DeAnthony.
We're gonna play
shooting threes.
The first version.
He's gonna have everybody five out.
No in. That's
everybody
how we're
five out. Nobody wants to play inside in that lineup, John.
We're gonna reinvent basketball. Five out. No
My point is, I like the Grizzlies situation. I think you'd certainly could.
You're just comfortable,
man. It'd have to depend on what
you're
the outcome. No, it's not.
Yeah, you
I'm
got,
saving
you
them
call,
as.
You
I ain't Danny Ainge. I ain't going to get extra comfortable here. At some point, I'm going to pull the trigger with some of these assets, like the things keep going the way they're going for the Grizzlies. But I just don't think the Grizzlies are in a spot right now where it's like they even – that it's a need, a player like James Wiseman at this point. I think you look at the Grizzlies and you say, well, whether it's a wing, and maybe that guy's already on the team, or maybe he's some vet you go out and make a trade for, but it's – that, as much as anything else, is where that final piece needs to come from. And, frankly, the wings have been pretty darn good here of late.
ESPN is listing Bane as one of the top five rookies from the draft.
He's phenomenal,
he has been.
Man.
He has been.
They've got him in the top
and
five.
And look at where they got him.
And he was picked 30.
I have to give them. Look, I have to give the
because,
Warriors something
because
for James Wiseman.
Because they've done this now. Forget Ja. Set him to the side. But Brandon Clark, it's the exact same thing
same
in terms
thing.
Of the value level of these dudes when you get them. Finished products that not only can just you can plug them in, but you plug them in and they're excelling.
Yeah,
because they're such finished products right now. I mean, physically, I think that's the point is those guys are ready.
Yeah,
like they were ready physically for the league, and you just don't usually see that out of rookies.
Yeah.
You know.
But look, it was an interesting conversation. And an interesting.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Decision by Steve.
Right. James probably getting done wrong. I know. In making it public, he's getting done a little wrong.
Oh yeah, because he can't even play.
But the pushing him,
he's hurt.
The pushing him might be necessary.
He's got to handle him differently.
I get that.
This guy can't even come in for the rest of the season.
And do anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's sitting there rehabbing.
And you leave that out there.
You're taking shots at a guy who's hurt. I mean.
You're 100% right on that.
Yeah. It's wrong.
I'm not defending Kerr when I say this. I know Kerr, part of that I think is frustration. I'm not defending him. But Kerr has been on record saying the James Wiseman reporting has been ridiculous. But that's what happens when you get the number one pick.
I think John's right. He hadn't had to deal with this stuff.
He's never dealt with this.
Right. No, I mean, he's been fed up.
He's all about championship.
He's tired of it.
Last year and this
year. You got a finished product coming in to finish off a finished product in KD. Like, that's all you deal with is
you got studs,
Hall
dude.
Of Famers
you
and
got studs.
Studs. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I get that. I got another one though.
Free Next James. Story.
Free James.
Free who?
Free James. That's how
I'm
bottom
that
line
serious. And now, and unfortunately, this meniscus. If they treat it like Jaren, it's going to be a minute.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And he did the surgery. Didn't Jaren just do the heel?
No. So Jaren did
the surgery too.
Jaren did the surgery.
That's why it took so long.
Yes. And that's all why right. that's. And,
maybe
and,
it'd be great to see him this month.
We saw the Tigers quarterbacks on Friday night.
Oh yeah.
Friday night stripes. And guess what? None of them were great. Okay. Keelan Brown, Peter Parrish, Grant Gunnell, Seth Hennigan. None of the stats jumped off the page for you. Now, I think we probably should have expected that if we weren't already because, again, for the first time in a while, you don't know who your starter is going to be. And you're giving them, it looks like, a pretty significant amount in terms of divvying up these snaps, all of them, all four of them. I didn't know if you'd see that, like, it down to basically Parrish and Gunnell. Or for the most part, you're giving them all what appears to be pretty, you know, you've divvied up the snaps pretty equally, we'll put it that way. Sounds like, and I don't know if we would have predicted this going in, that Keelan Brown, maybe some of us would because he's been in the program, was the most comfortable and 5 of 10, 28 yards, decent to solid. Gunnell threw the only touchdown pass of a quarterback. So if you were expecting to go in there and you know, come out of there having say, oh, I've seen, you know, Trevor Lawrence is in there and we're about to throw for this many times. No. It's going to be, you know, it's going to take a while. We knew that going in that it'd be sometime in August before a starter was named. I think maybe if you pinned Ryan Silverfield down, perhaps, and, it was an off-the-record conversation, he might tell you that, you know, maybe they hope to be a little bit further along at that spot than they were. Again, you'd hope and expect more than one touchdown pass. Certainly. Anybody, Charlie Brown would have hoped for that. That said, I don't think it necessarily means they don't have their guy because I think within this four, whoever it is, even if it's Brown pushing Grant Gunnell at this point, and Taylor Parrish, 1 of 3 for 18 yards, he did not look good, the transfer in from LSU. Comfortable. I shouldn't say good. Comfortable, at least according to all the reports. So nobody really grabbed it by the horns. Brown was the guy they said that looked the most comfortable. I think it was Evan Barnes of the Commercial Appeal thought that Gunnell had the best arm. Again, lot to decide here. You got four candidates. Maybe you really got two or three to that point. I think you really do because Hennigan's too young at this point. But he look,
finished 4 of 6 for 27 yards. He rushed for a touchdown on an 11-play drive. It's not like he didn't look good.
I think it needs to be a dual situation.
You're going to tell Grant Gunnell.
You said 4 of 6 for 27 yards?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
4 of 6 for 27. He rushed for a touchdown on an 11-play drive.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. CAA I like my report. QB throwing for 27.
Yo, so Hennigan right now ahead of Grant Gunnell you brought in here, ahead of Taylor Parrish.
They're neck and neck.
Peter Parrish.
Yeah, no. Neck and neck.
Stop.
No, but I mean, I think we've all expected. Look, Gunnell is the one guy on this roster that's actually done something.
He threw one to Calvin Austin, and that's going to matter because that's probably what's going to be happening.
What's wrong with the defense?
And then what he lifted.
What's wrong with the defense?
The defense is going to be better.
Gunnell over here just doing whatever he wants against the defense in the spring game?
No, he didn't do whatever he wanted to.
Goodness gracious.
Defense looked good?
He was 4 of 9. I think we can expect
under
McIntyre, second year, yeah. I think we can expect a pretty good jump.
What's wrong with the offense, would you say then? I mean, because clearly he's got absolutely shut down.
The offense is still trying to figure out its passing game, John.
Wow.
And I don't think that's too far of a stretch for a guy who, listen, before he's head coach, what is he? He's your run game coordinator, offensive line guy. We've seen he's brought in some additions on that offensive line. Looks like you might be a monster up front. Mm-hmm. And maybe, John, you get back to sort of what you've been, where you've got that dependable run game, and a lot of it, again, based on that offensive line opening up some big holes. Rodriguez Clark, Marquavius Weaver, they were two of the guys that got the most carries out there. But it might not matter as much as those guys' talent level as it does that offensive line. But the point makes a lot of sense that your run game ahead of your passing game right now, mm-hmm. especially trying to work in a new guy after Brady White. Been a long time since Memphis has had to do this. We'll be talking about this on into August in terms of who their starter will be. And based on what we've seen, I don't think anything changes my opinion that it's going to be Grant Gunnell by the time it's go time come the season start.
No, it will be. It will absolutely be Grant Gunnell. I mean, he's the only guy on this roster that's actually done things at the Division I level. I mean, he had 286 yards against a ranked USC team, 3 touchdowns and a pick. He had 259 yards against Washington, 3 touchdowns to no interceptions, and then he got hurt. But he's the one guy on this roster that's actually got high level Division I experience. So it would be an absolute shock.
I won't be mad if this team relies more on a solid run game, if not a good run game,
mm-hmm.
and an improved defense under Mike McIntyre. Why with the likes of Mike McIntyre, why would this defense not be much improved in year two? All he's ever, you know. As far as him and defense, it's looked good. Hell, when he's been a head coach, at times it's looked good. That should be drastically improved on that side of the ball. Look, if they're not, you know, throwing for 400 yards every game like we've seen, you know, 300, 400 yards here the last few years, that'll be fine.
Yep.
As long as those other areas pick up and get back to sort of, especially that running game.
Yep.
You want that dynamic running game that Memphis has sort of been able to rely on here of late, especially working in a new guy. That said, I still think Grant Gunnell will be capable. Right, but just maybe not as prolific.
Yep.
We shall see.
Next story.
I don't know if you watched this over the weekend. It needs to be talked about, needs to be discussed because it is a big story in the world of sport. Jake Paul remains undefeated. Now, you will only watch him and be able to watch him on this Triller stuff, right? On this Triller Fight Club. That's what they do. They were in Atlanta. They were at the Mercedes-Benz. Whatever.
The same thing that he fought Nate Robinson on?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I saw the first. I get that on picked
now,
that up on the
Now, instead
the
of
box.
Nate Robinson, that fight was a joke.
Okay? It was an absolute joke. And that's why I didn't watch
the opponent.
This one.
The opponent of being Nate Robinson, that was a joke.
Careful.
His
performance was.
Now, this one, he fought Ben Askren, who was
like,
in the UFC.
I was like, who? When I saw it, I was like, who is he fighting?
He was in the UFC
okay.
for a long time.
So we're saying a real fighter.
It was, I mean, yes, he was. I think like 19-2 in the UFC.
Can you hear? I can hear the excitement building.
This is a real fighter. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like one. He looks like he did not train at all for this fight.
Well, probably didn't. He probably thought, I'm a real fighter. I don't need to train for Jake Paul.
This was a real opponent, whereas Nate Robinson was, again, I'll say it, a joke. It was a joke.
He was a basketball player.
Now, I did not purchase this. Unlike the last fight, I was like, all right, I'm not falling for the okie doke again. Because wasn't the last one, it was Nate Robinson, Jake Paul, and then Mike Tyson, right?
That was the same fight. I believe that's correct.
So I'm not falling for the okie-doke again. Y'all got my $50 last time. You ain't going to get it again
because
y'all tricked me on the Mike Tyson thing. Y'all said that was a no contest or a draw or whatever. Clearly, Mike Tyson won that fight. I'm not going to go down this road with y'all again. So I found it on YouTube. The way people do it, it's very creative. They write titles like, my mother's kettle is 25 pounds, and it's actually the fight. You know, so you can't discover the title. It's not going to say Jake Paul versus Ben Askren live. You got to go find
it. How do you find it? Is it on boards?
You can Google it, but you have to like click on the video itself to see what it is, right?
Yeah.
You can Google that. You can look up on the YouTube search bar, Jake Paul.
Would Superbox have it?
You're going to have to ask the man that's got one
Jason
of those.
Jason Smith Superbox?
I had, easily.
I'm sure it's on there someplace.
This Superbox has paid for itself 10 times over. Yeah. I shouldn't have to even talk. It should be swept the nation by now.
Yeah.
I tried
yeah.
to school y'all. You didn't want to come on. Where's John? We've left your dumb ass.
Yeah.
We have left your dumb asses behind. Now, we have rolled on.
No,
I don't even want to try to save you.
It did sweep a nation. China. It did sweep that nation, that republic. But anyway.
Yeah, it's still working, John, for all that hate you gave it. Yeah.
All
yes,
that to
still
say,
pulling up this kind of trash.
Yeah, officers, Superbox, Cordova. Just look for it emits a, it has a
listen,
beam coming
listen
out of
that. Listen to this snitch. What are you doing?
I'm getting you shut down, man. I'm sick of it.
Because you're jealous.
I am jealous.
That don't look good on you, John.
Well,
you know who don't like jealous is the Lord. Jealous and envy. You should stop that.
Anyway.
It doesn't look good on you.
I found the fight, Jake Paul versus Ben Askren, and Jake Paul knocked out a guy who won 19 fights in the UFC in 2
Mixed
minutes.
Martial arts, though.
Well, UFC fighters are tough, though. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, this dude, I have seen this dude fight before. He has eaten so many punches where it's not boxing gloves. And Jake Paul knocked this guy out in 2 minutes in the first round. Now, Jake Paul is undefeated. He has not fought really anybody other than this guy. I will say, I do believe that, Ben Askren, what do they call it? He did what Jose Canseco did. Jose Canseco was in that bar stool thing, and he took a dive. That's what it is. He took a dive. I think he absolutely took a dive because what happened was Jake Paul hit him with a right hook, and he fell down. Yeah, he might have really took it a blow, but he stood up and was like, I'm good. Then the ref called it. You know, the ref called it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The ref called it.
I think he was smart not to pay it, so.
He got $500,000.
Wow, Ben nice Askren payday did. For taking a hit.
To not train, to take a dive.
Half mil.
That's probably what it was. He's
like, his career's over, though.
Oh,
That's his last payday.
Oh, for
losing
sure.
Losing to Jake Paul.
But he's like, look, am I going to really, like, take this fight seriously?
What is that comparable to a UFC payday for a mid?
Pretty good.
That's good.
If not better.
Because those guys at UFC aren't making that kind of scratch a lot of times.
Not, I mean, main event, you know, you'll probably be, if you're non-Conor McGregor,
right? $300,000?
No, it'll be in. You might make $1 million or $2 million. Yeah. You know, I mean, depending on who you are. Plus,
so just for to support
comparable.
His lifestyle,
comparable.
It'll be he'll be able to live on that for quite a while.
Oh hell yeah!
For his lifestyle,
that's a lot of money for anybody. $500,000 just to get in there and take a dive. He didn't train, right? He didn't really do anything. He was not like. I feel like Ben Askren could have beat this dude's ass if he actually wanted to. He's in the UFC. You know, now Jake Paul's cut up. Like, he actually takes it serious.
Yeah, he's in good shape taking it serious. I will give him that.
Now, do you think?
There's a line with him that he will not cross.
What you mean?
With Jake Paul, in terms of real fight or whatever, there's a line in terms of where he's going to go with this thing.
He claims he's going to
fight
Floyd
Mayweather. Before he really walks into somebody's going to whoop his tail.
My wife thought, like, we were this is how my wife,
I'm afraid Floyd won't be able to hurt him because of the punch power.
Yeah. Well.
Now, will he tag him and embarrass him? Yes. But knock him out? Maybe not. Dude looks like he might have a little bit of a chin.
He's got energy.
Like, he's tougher than I thought he would be.
He hasn't had to take that many.
Nah, true.
Yeah. I mean,
he's tougher, though, than
Nate,
I thought he would
Nate
be.
Nate missed every time.
Yeah.
But my wife, this is like how far removed I think America is from this. My wife goes, who won the fight last night? I'm like, what are you talking about?
I didn't even know it happened.
She goes, Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather.
Your wife knew about it?
I'm like, he didn't fight Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd, yeah.
He fought Ben Askren. She's like, oh, I thought he was fighting. Well, apparently they are. Apparently they've been talking about,
talk of that has become, this could be a thing. But it's not a thing yet, is it? Floyd, the money would have to be so crazy for Floyd to get up in there with that bum.
But
come on.
Doesn't it tell you everything you need to know,
bum.
Though?
That's what Mickey would have called
doesn't
him
it tell you
bum.
Everything you need to know, though, that it's Triller Fight Club? It's not on ESPN. It's not on this. Not on that. It's on Triller Fight Club.
To be able
Club.
To pay dude $500,000, I figure they're doing pretty good.
Because they get the buys. And Justin Bieber was performing. They had all these Snoop Dogs
like
on the commentary.
They're paying Justin Bieber and Snoop Dogg and all that stuff, too.
It's brilliant marketing. He's got it down.
300 plus million
Somebody's
Americans.
Somebody's buying them. Joker's down. They suckered you the first time. They didn't get you the second time. Well, how many guys are they going to get on the third time?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like folks are smartening up.
I think people are. But again, I think people will tune in. Watch Jake Paul.
I'm interested.
You know, white people will.
Is he gonna keep winning? That's what we want to know. This guy was a Disney Channel
star. I kind
of
want him to lose.
Put
though.
Him in there
Everybody
with Rampage.
Kind of a lose. Punk. Everybody wants him to lose.
Put him in
That's
there with
why
Rampage.
You tune in.
Yeah, he's got that.
It's really not will he win. It's will he finally lose.
You want
lose.
Him to lose.
Put him in there with Rampage.
That's not even close to the same weight class. You can't put Jake Paul in there with friggin' Rampage.
Jake's a pretty heavy dude. What
are we talking about? Rampage's got to be like 250.
What's Jake? He was at least 200, 210 when I saw him in the first fight.
That's 40 pounds difference.
I mean, what are you looking for here?
You have to cut.
Then we'll get Rampage to cut or whatever.
Well, no, Rampage's only 200. I made him bigger than he was.
There you go. Now, see, I've already matched it up. Well,
Rampage, man.
And he's a retired UFC. Go whoop him.
I would not fight Rampage Jackson if I'm Jake Paul.
Take a bite out of Jake Paul.
That guy scares me.
I
would want more of the Ben Askren
I told you
types.
There's a line. There's a line. We're going to see how far Jake Paul ready to go.
Have you ever handed out a disrespect burger? Because before the fight, I think it was Michael Buffer, he said he called
Careful
Ben Askew. I know. I'm not going
to. Yeah, let's not go there.
He called him Ben Askew. Yeah, he introduced him as Ben Askew.
Might as well call that man Vincent.
Is that?
Because that ain't his name.
Is that a disrespect burger?
That's the job is to get the name right? And you get the name wrong.
And Ben Askren noticed. He's like, What? My name is not Askew.
And he was just there to take a dive. And y'all are going to miss
it. Out of the blue corner.
Get the name wrong. And
Vincent Askew.
Rampage is 42 years old. He's 6'1", 265.
Man. Evander's coming out fighting, fighting. He's in his 50s or whatever.
265. Okay, that's more like
it. Yeah, he's a big boy.
I don't know
265.
He's 265 according to
Wikipedia. Got that man at 204.
Weigh 265.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. This one, I don't know what the hell's up with Google search.
I've seen him in this studio. Is the scariest man I've ever seen.
6'1".
6'1", 265
he
sounds
is scary
fat
as hell.
No.
Yes, it is. 6'1", 265.
What do you think, he's a nose tackle man for the Detroit Lions or something?
I mean, 6'1", 265 is getting up there. It ain't don't have to be fat as hell, but it's getting up there.
Dude is not to be messed with.
I don't know if he was that thick.
So, do you have any respect for Jake Paul?
None yet.
Okay, no respect for Jake Paul.
We'll see if he is,
I believe, 3-0 now.
You just said Nate Robinson wasn't even a fight. We're going to count that on the record?
It does count on his record.
Who was the first one? Who's the other one besides this weekend's and Nate Paul's?
I mean, it has to be some joke.
Some embarrassment to his family. Took a beating from Jake Paul.
I can't pronounce the dude's name. He looks like a vlogger. He might have been a YouTube vlogger or something.
Some beaver.
An embarrassment for his dad, just embarrassed. All those dads.
Hey, but Jake,
you love this punk, don't you?
But Jake,
yes, you can tell he's starting. He's gonna put him on his white wall of fame at his own.
You love this.
I just think it's funny.
One more win.
I think the whole thing is funny. Like it's just like
he's just milking people.
Jake Paul just puts these dudes in the ring, pays them $500,000 just to beat their ass.
Radio, you know? Disney looking ass.
It's like he was. He was on Disney Channel.
Yes.
You know, it feels like he's manipulating. You know, the sport. To make himself look like the best fighter that ever lived. He's like, he only takes fights with dudes that will take $500,000 to be knocked out.
Stop supporting that mess.
Yeah.
Well, I watched it. It's like the morbid curiosity. Anyway, Jake Paul, 3-0, hater, hater, hater.
Next story.
I can't top Jake Paul.
No. All right, well, we'll come back.
I got Respect Burgers top of the hour.
Okay. Respect.
So I'm a little bit worried about my Nets team and my future as well because KD keeps getting contusions and bruises and everything
right.
else. Man, got to sit out again. A little bit worried about my – we may talk about that as well.
Yeah, good.
I'll be shaking all the way through it.
All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 90s FM, ESPN.
The NBA season. Long games every single day, and now it's baseball season two. Perhaps you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan or a lonely Mets fan like me who enjoys having a drink while you're watching 9 innings. If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want to, but I don't know why you would do that when I have identified a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, the list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Did you know Prilosec OTC can stop frequent heartburn before it begins? Yep, I said before. Block heartburn at the source by taking the Prilosec OTC 2-week challenge. With just one pill a day, you get 24-hour heartburn relief. That's all day. Start the 2-week challenge today at PriloseCOTC.com and live heartburn free. Just one pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up the largest and fastest 5G network. And now, according to competitive data from Umlaut, T-Mobile is the most reliable 5G network too. And we want everyone to experience it now. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. Bring any old cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Still have an old flip phone? If it's in working condition, you can trade it in. Plus, all our plans include 5G access on the full T-Mobile network at no extra cost. Now that's an upgrade. T-Mobile's America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with a free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to make the switch.
Phone fee at 24 bill credits while supplies last plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and undamaged trade-in required. Most reliable according to independent third-party Umlaut from crowdsourced user experience data from September 2020 to February 2021. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib, and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap, ayy. Shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store. This isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some attack.
It is moving season. So make sure you call my friends at Blacktown Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, crosstown, cross country, make sure you call the pros at Blacktown Moving, 316-619-6316-6196. They have change moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life that mean something to you. Black Tie gets that. I've used them not once but twice. Glad I did. Don't be out here thinking, okay, that you can do this yourself, that you can hire your friends to do it. They ain't the pros. They ain't professionals. You're going to break something. You're going to scratch your walls up. It's going to be a whole other kind of headache. Book your move now because it's going to start booking up fast. Summer is coming, which means moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie moving, changing, moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the NFL draft that is coming up. Obviously got some Grizz news to get to him, get with to him. So we'll do that all at 1:25 today on the show. Also, some respect burgers.
Yes, 1 o'clock. You'll be wanting to be around.
Respect.
I'm going to school you like I did last week on one of the ones we had besides Tigers and Grizzlies. Usually that one of them gets in. But with Southwest heading over to the National Junior College Association National Tournament, they made it. Remember, with it's a great story, Des Merriweather's son, Nick Merriweather, leading that team at point guard. They got a respect burger last week. You'll have to tune in, John, top of the hour to see who gets one this week. I may end up schooling you again. Here's another thing I might end up schooling you on. Talked to Keelan Lawson hot second by text here.
Oh!
And I said, Keelan, John said, y'all wasting time. What's the holdup? I'm lying. I didn't text him that. No. He did say Texas Tech, South Carolina, DePaul. Some of the other schools now involved. Now, I remember DePaul. Then their head coach was a former assistant in Oregon. He was who had recruited. They had been in initially. But said, too, and I thought this part was interesting, sounds to me like been nailing it here. I've been talking with Penny about Jonathan and the expectations.
Interesting.
Since the Zoom call.
Interesting.
Since the 2.5.
Well, to me, that's a pretty damn easy conversation, right? I mean, look, we can't promise nothing. We want you to be a part of this team. We want you to be a part of this program. You come in, you earn it. You ready to sign?
Tells me two things. Tells me we're right about Chandler and sort of the fit.
Right.
Like I think that was done, y'all. I think if this thing could, if it was just Chandler, he'd have been one of the ones announced today. And Penny, you know, when Penny announced that Timberlake has signed, Davion Warren has signed. Penny came on 11 o'clock, had a Zoom with local media, basically announced their signing class. We remarked on this. Is it just that, or can it even be a message to the law? And some of his quotes sound like a message, hey, we're looking for a couple more pieces, right? But the keyword pieces here. Well, to that point, if it was just Chandler, right?
Yeah.
And God knows Keelan knows what the, you know, everything we're weighing, everything else, this thing be done. He's still asking questions about Jonathan with Penny.
Yep.
That's what we said, is show me the path to on the ball, right, for Jonathan. You know, we've already spoken to his talent level. John's watched him, loves him. Could be a Division I point guard at that size, at the college level, no question about it. But could he come in and do it right at Memphis? None of us have said that right off the bat. I mean, Memphis has got guys right now that are
on
the ball.
And I'm as bullish on Johnny as anybody.
And you're as bullish as anybody. Yeah. I'm right with you. There's a pecking order already. So that's it. It's what we've been saying. You're weighing that, right, over possible opportunities somewhere else for Jonathan, or maybe right off the bat, somebody's willing to give the key to that car. Right, that's what you're essentially weighing right here. Chandler feel like perfect fit, done. Chandler sounds like okay, let's go play for Penny again. But you know, with Jonathan, there's okay, where does it work out? Is this a deal where we ain't getting on the ball to year two? There's all that to consider. So the fact that here's the news: the fact that Keelan has had follow-up conversations since the Zoom, and remember that was a couple of Thursdays ago. The fact that he's had follow-up conversations about Jonathan and his role, I think, just shows you where this thing's at. You know, part of where, just about everything you need to know about where this thing's at right now. If it could just be, if it was just Chandler, this thing would be done. But you got to convince them of Jonathan's role.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely where it is. And
is anybody else offering Jonathan Moore? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think
if you want to walk through that door, you walk through that door.
You know, I got people texting
Who's
me.
Coming?
I got
Who's
people
coming?
Texting me.
Who wants John?
Texas Tech, DePaul. You know,
well, that's yeah. And he said I told you that.
Yeah, right? No. And look,
Texas Tech, South Carolina, DePaul. He says are new schools back in, but DePaul's been there the whole time.
We just didn't
take DePaul.
Not happening. Not happening. I still think Memphis ends up with both these kids. I think the process to get here has been a little more windy than I would have thought back in the day, but I still think that's I bet on Memphis with the
I'll tell you what
local
it's not.
Kids.
We crossed this one off. I think it's worth doing again. This ain't about Keelan and, hey, can I get one of them spots over there?
Right. No, that's done. Not happening.
If anybody's speculating that that's what the whole, hey, Keelan must want a spot, that's what the – nope, that's not a consideration at this point.
No.
I think if Penny had come that way to start, would Keelan have been, sure, but that is not – certainly not why the kids are not signed with Memphis at this point.
No, and by the way,
it's not
like
Keelan waiting on an assistant
job.
Let me
make this abundantly clear.
Nor does it appear that Memphis, that's the direction they want to go had to go.
I'll make this abundantly clear. I have zero issues with this. I have no issues with it.
You're playing the game.
Absolutely.
And the Lawsons, nobody, right?
Yes.
Nobody's played it more.
Yes.
We'll put it that way. As a family, in terms of going through these recruitments.
No.
Making sure you got every I dotted and T crossed.
If my
and you've checked out every other option.
I'm gonna be I'm gonna be 100 with you.
Just tell me the options.
If my younger brother was so good that he was Cade Cunningham, right? I would take over his recruitment, like Kane and Cunningham did, and I'd say, you can have my brother if you hire me, the same way Cade Cunningham did. Right? If I was a parent and I had a kid.
Was that a 1-year deal, by the way? Is he like gone? He's off the staff?
Yeah, and his excuse, it was brilliant. His excuse was like, I need to help my brother get as ready for the NBA as I possibly can.
Right.
So I'll be resigning from Oklahoma.
Which is
State.
Code for I'll be his handler.
Which is code
what
for
a sweet
you
deal
didn't have a job to come
was,
back to, clowns.
I got him here and now we move him.